After the departure of Beleg, and that was in the second summer after the flight of Turin from Doriath, things went ill for the outlaws. There were rains out of season, and orcs in greater numbers than before came down from the north and along the old south road over Teiglin, troubling all the woods on the west borders of Doriath. There was little safety or rest, and the company were more often hunted than hunters. One night as they lay lurking in the fire less dark, Turin looked on his life, and it seemed to him that it might well be bettered. "I must find some secure refuge," he thought, "and make provision against winter and hunger." But he did not know whither to turn. Next day he led his men away southward, further than they had yet come from the Teiglin and the marches of Doriath. And after 3 days' journeying, they halted at the western edge of the woods of Sirion's Vale. There the land was drier and barer as it began to climb up into the moorlands. Soon after, it chanced that as the grey light of a day of rain was failing, Turin and his men were sheltering in a holly thicket, and beyond it was a treeless space in which there were many great stones leaning or tumbled together. All was still, save for the drip of rain from the leaves. Suddenly, a watchman gave a call, and leaping up, they saw three hooded shapes, grey-clad, going stealthily among the stones. They were burdened, each, with a great sack, but they went swiftly for all that. Turin cried to them to halt, and the men ran out on them like hounds, but they held on their way, and though Androg shot at them, two vanished in the dusk. One lagged behind, being slower or more heavily burdened, and he was soon seized and thrown down, and held by many hard hands, though he struggled and bit like a beast. But Turin came up and rebuked his men. "What have you there?" he said. "What need to be so fierce? It is old and small. What harm is in it?" "It bites," said Androg, nursing a bleeding hand. "It is an orc, or of orc kin. Kill it." "It deserves no less for cheating our hope," said another who had taken the sack. "There is nothing here but roots and small stones." "Nay," said Turin, "it is bearded. It is only a dwarf, I guess. Let him up and speak."